Dictation for Natasha Murray, NATASHAMURRAY. Date of service is 7/14/2022. Date of birth is 7/22/1986. And date of accident is 2/12/2021. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Apparently, she was involved in an automobile accident where she was rear-ended. She rear-ended another car in the front after being rear-ended by other car. And the patient reported that she rear-ended a car in front of her, leading to headaches without any major symptom of TBI. But she started having pain in the left shoulder and lower back with occasional radiation of numbness and tingling to the left leg anteriorly. She started with pain and numbness in the right hand, all the fingers, as well as in the left wrist. Some pain was reported. She had a problem in walking and other areas. Headaches were not reported. Only mild headaches. She has continued on physical therapy since the time of accident, and we have first time seen on 10/15/2021, since when she has been coming to visit us every month. Her physical therapy has completed, and she reports the following: that her pain in the neck and the shoulder area is around 5, and the lower back is 7 to 8. She is also expected to have a CT scan of the wrist to be done soon, which has not been done yet. It was ordered 6/14/2022. She has also been referred to Dr. Basha for neurology workup and neuropsych for possible TBI issues with Dr. Weiss. I have not been provided any information about those two by her case manager. So we do not know what neurology appointments and neuropsych appointments are going on. At this time, there is no radiation to the back of the buttocks or legs. Pain level is 8, and ADLs are affected 8 also. According to her, the general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 7, and 70% relief has been obtained with the following treatment, which is conservative, involving physical therapy and medication. The system review is as follows. In neurology and psych, patient reports occasional headaches, which are around 6 to 7 and not very frequent, and they are associated with fatigue. Patient denies any TBI symptoms, like she has no dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, memory issues, balance problem, or confusion, disorientation. She has fatigue, anxiety, and chronic fatigue. In the pain and numbness, patient has stiffness in the right shoulder and pain in the right shoulder and lower back pain with very infrequent radiation of pain. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss. Current pain medications are Tramadol, ER, substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 139/104, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the physical examination will be identical to previous visit of 6/14/2022, dictation number 0614-024, along with diagnosis. The plan is as follows. After reviewing the maps and the existing labs, we are ordering following medication for this patient, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily, and Tramadol ER 100 mg daily for pain, Lunesta 1 mg daily for sleep, Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch. Furoscid 6 tablets are also ordered and there are refills for this. The MRIs for the available MRI reports have been discussed with the patient. She has a mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis in the left shoulder. Although her pain is minimal and she is able to lift her arm beyond 140 degrees to 160 degrees without pain, but an option of injection to the bursa injection has been given to her. Her MRI brain is completely normal and no trauma, and there is a traces of retrolisthesis of L5 on S1 along with facet arthropathy from L2 to L3, L4, and patient has been advised about the role of LESI, which she doesn't want to do right now. She also has a trace of bulging disc at C5-6, for which patient has been advised about CESI. She also has a positive bilateral sacroiliac joint tenderness and positive Faber test, Gosselin test, for which sacroiliac joint times 2 have been advised for diagnostic and therapeutic purposes. The patient has not provided a consent, so they are on hold, and we will continue the physical therapy for now, last month, and then it will be discontinued with traction massage, aquatherapy, great training. She's also doing chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, and I think we have done all we can do for this patient. Thank you.